Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 20 through 24. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. Brothers, each one should remain in the condition in which he was called. Were you a bondservant when called? Do not be concerned about it, but if you can gain your freedom, avail yourself of the opportunity. For he who was called in the Lord as a bondservant is a freed man of the Lord. Likewise, he who is free when called is a bondservant of Christ. You were bought with a price. Do not become bondservants of men. So, brothers, in whatever condition each was called, there let him remain with God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Well, I've preached on the sordid tales of Genesis, even less suited to the workplace than to the sanctuary. And I've also preached lately on the many Lent and Easter midweek readings about all the opposition of the Jewish leaders to Christ and how they rejected their day of visitation, all at the very time that our world is erupting with controversy and protest and violence and even laws about anti-Semitism and the modern Jews. I don't expect good faith from a faithless world. They're not likely to afford much patience or understanding to the Bible's own statements, much less to our dim ones. So given all of that, should I really today add Paul's words about slavery to my rap sheet? Well, you heard it plainly from him. Paul does not seize his opportunity, his chance, to overturn the institution of slavery because he has apostolic authority to say whatever he wants, I suppose. Right? He's not an activist. He does not seek a social justice or liberation in the name of Christ. And this passage cannot be tossed out as outdated because Paul actually dares to chalk it up to theology. It's God's command and will and calling that's involved here. So just like talking about Jews here in 2024 or talking about anything Sixth Commandment related since 1965 or talking about much of anything that is humanly particular in a workplace, I acknowledge that there is nothing to be gained by it. But the preacher is still often called to be a madman, whether his hearers are going to have his back or not. I do hope that you would. You yourselves know that I don't often speak provocatively. I'm not aiming to beat the air with my fists. But neither do I ever want to be seeking rewards because of my moderation. I don't expect that nuance is going to be appreciated by those who hear me. I do expect, that people will twist my words, that they will fear what might be heard more than what is said and whether it's faithful to the Bible and all of the similar actions and opinions like that. It is dishonest stewardship to curry favor from those who hate you and who hate you through their dishonest hearing. And that means that I must go on to preach the Bible even though there is nothing to be gained by it and probably much to lose from it. You also, dear Christians, though, you also must go on admitting and owning the Bible, even if you expect that others will willfully misunderstand you or use you as an extreme behind which they can hide to look even better themselves. And here's your comfort and your encouragement to do that. You are justified by Christ's judgment. And that means that it is a light matter to be judged by them or by any human judgment. Paul says you were bought with a price, so don't become bondservants of men. He is going beyond simply advice about navigating economic orders here. We really could live, we really could go on as brute slaves if that were to happen to us. It's not that we need to indenture ourselves today or that we can't take the opportunities that might lie before us in any human matter, even perhaps to transform slavery in our country into employment or into citizenship, as we kind of have. But we definitely, as Christians, cannot remain in a slavery of human thinking, a slavery to human forms of rectitude, because we have been justified before God and His Word by His own blood. We've been freed from sin's bondage, and that really is a bondage that is deeper and even more systemic than Egypt's evil or Rome's evil over Israel. Christians simply do not think or speak as the world thinks and speaks. Our Christ bought us with a price of not just greater magnitude, but a greater order than this world's economic arrangements. He has purchased us with God's own blood, as Acts says. Our life also then is of a different order. It is hid with Christ in God, as we just sang. In whatever condition or status we have, most of which are put on us by others, by the way, a lot more than we are willing to admit. In whatever condition or status we are, we still go on as Christians, remaining with God. And the confidence to do this comes from the justification that has been put on us in Christ by faith, not a justification or judgment that has been put on us by others and their opinions of us. There's nothing to be gained by remaining with God, actually, in any circumstance, at least as far as this world is concerned. And that is the point of not shying from it, then. The Corinthians were not in danger of following the Word of God and following His Spirit too closely. Far from it. They were ready to follow the Spirit of their age, with all of its approved opinions of many others, even if it ended up tearing the church apart because of the kind of different people they were following. They were bought with a price, Paul says, and yet they were willing to sell themselves and each other out quite cheaply, to their shame. How often men have freed themselves from their confidence in Christ just for the sake of the approval of those who hate them. Now Paul says, let's do something different. Let's show some indifference to all of the worldly orders and structures of approval and status. Our good works as Christians have a great realm of freedom. So long as we follow the commandments of God and we remain with Him, in whatever condition we were and are called, we are able to do good. Climbing the social ladder, which in our day has much less to do with the ordering of physical labor, but a lot more to do with holding the right opinions, climbing the social ladder has no bearing on our justification before God or on our ability to do good and God-pleasing works for others, at least as far as it concerns us as Christians. The doctrine of Christian vocation, calling, in summary, is that a Christian is able to please God in any and every situation. And the way that's true is because our calling, our vocation, is not contingent on works or on status, but it is on faith in the one who has bought us by His precious blood. What we do covered in Christ's blood is pleasing to Him. What we do covered by the forgiveness of sins is pleasing to Him for Christ's sake. Make sense of this then, world. We are free in Jesus Christ, and we are his servants. Because there is also no Jew and no Greek. There is also no slave and no free. There's not even man and woman in him, even though there are all of these things, of course, in life and in work. And as little as those differences impact our conscience before God because of Christ and his forgiveness, just so little must all of the bad faith of enemies impact your conscience as well. Your command from St. Paul is to remain with your Lord, remain with God, remain unashamed of his word, be productive in the responsibilities that he has given to you. In other words, in the morning, prepare a sacrifice for him and watch. That is a marvelous disposition. That is the marvelous disposition of you, you who are not justified by your status at the end of this day, nor by what someone is going to claim that you said when you wake up tomorrow. But you are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. And this is what we Christians say, bound to him, that's how you're free indeed. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about the long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.